The old question, is the glass half full or half empty, discerns if we are optimistic or pessimistic at any given time. But the deeper response is that it is always both. And more than our argument between light and dark, or miracle and tragedy, we need to face both, embrace both, and accept both, if we are to truly live. For the great challenge of our time is how to let in both the beauty and the devastation that meet us every day, without wasting our life energy running from one to the other. The real work is in opening our heart wide enough and deep enough to receive both, so we can draw strength from the miracle of life to repair the tragedy of life. This deeper practice is crucial to how we survive storms. How do we dilute the pain of the world in the small cup of peace we brew? Welcome to Practicing Courage, a space where we're dedicated to exploring what it means to live well and engaging in practices that support finding the courage to do so. Welcome back to Practicing Courage. That was Mark Nepo, an excerpt from his book, Surviving Storms, and a key idea that we explored in our second Courageous Life conversation, which was released yesterday. As we kick off this new season of the podcast, you'll see more of this, an interview followed by a Practicing Courage episode focused on taking some of the inspiring insights or ideas from that conversation and exploring how we might integrate them into our daily lives. So this season, interviews will drop weekly on Wednesdays, with practices arriving on Thursdays. We tried this out in a small way in 2023 and are excited to expand on it. The last thing I want to share before we begin our practice is, if you'd like a reminder of the release of the episodes each week, you can either subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, or if you're located in the United States, you can text the word COURAGE to 805-430-6801. When you do, you'll receive the option to opt in, and then you'll get a message in your inbox weekly on Thursdays with a link directly to the practice. Once more, that number is 805-430-6801. Simply text the word COURAGE to that number and you'll get the weekly reminder. It's going to be a great season of conversations, practices, and community. Thank you so much for being a part of it. I'm really glad you're here. Now, moving into our practice for today, how can we meet the storms in our lives, both big and small, with greater balance, courage, wisdom, and love? Admittedly, that's a huge question, I know. And the list of practices and answers is long, varied, and personal. I certainly don't have the answer for you. What I do have are some observations and practices that I've found to be particularly useful. And today, I wanted to share three, which I've seen can increase our innate capacity to meet storms in these ways. From my view, these may be a few of the fundamentals. And as always, my invitation would be to try on whichever practices seem like they may be useful for you, to test them and explore how they might work in your own life, setting some simple intentions as you do, of better understanding when and where they might be beneficial, how you might be able to tweak them to increase their effectiveness, and finally, to leave behind whatever isn't useful. Ready? Let's begin. Storms can leave us feeling ungrounded, uncertain, rattled, agitated. The list goes on. which can have an impact on our bodies, our beliefs, and our behavior. In terms of the body, the nervous system can ramp up as we become activated, and we might move from being regulated, calm, and grounded, into a state of dysregulation. Sometimes this can feel as though things are speeding up, as though our internal gas pedal is being pushed, the heart's beating faster, muscles are tensing, we might be perspiring, the body is preparing to fight or to flee. Can you relate to this? The body is doing its best to get us ready. And if the storm is one in which real threats or danger are present, then fighting or fleeing may in fact be the most skillful thing to do. And yet, there also may be many times where the storms we're in don't present imminent threats. In these circumstances, the big question is, how do we come back to a sense of feeling grounded, calm, and resourced? How do we regulate again? One of the simplest practices, and the first of today, is to find ways to hit our internal physiological brake pedal, to engage the parasympathetic nervous system. While there are many ways to do this, one is by leveraging the breath. If you're up for it, let's give it a try right now. Begin to slow your breathing. As you do, allowing your belly to expand on the inhale, like a balloon inflating. The inhale may be 3 or 4 seconds. And then really slowing the breath down even more on the exhale, which may be 6, 7, 8 seconds. Allowing the belly to relax and soften as you breathe out. Take a minute to continue breathing in this way. All right, it's been about 60 seconds. How are you feeling now? Do you notice any differences compared to before? A couple of minutes of this type of breathing may give you a sense of calm, perhaps feeling more grounded as you settle the nervous system and move back into a state of physiological regulation, which can be a powerful skill to have in the face of a storm. Since the breath is something that's always with us, you can engage with this practice at any time. The second practice centers on the mind. When a storm hits, I don't know about you, but I've noticed that the mind can race. All kinds of thoughts may arise, playing out scenarios, planning, the list goes on, some of which can be helpful. However, if and when you find that it's not helpful, a way to find calm in the storm is to come back to presence, arriving here. Moving from what if, all the scenarios and planning running in the mind, to what is here right now. I'd invite you to give this a try, coming into the body, feeling the sensations of your feet on the floor, or where your body makes contact with the chair or couch beneath you. becoming aware of the sensations of your breath. Tuning into the ways in which, in this moment, you are pretty much okay. Even if that's just noticing your breathing and you are alive. Or finding presence might also mean orienting to your surroundings, noticing the tree outside your window, the bird singing, or the picture on your desk of your loved one or your pet. Coming back to presence, finding calm in the storm, simply by becoming aware of being here, now, in this moment. The third and final practice for today is inspired by Mark's notion of the purpose of goodness, recognizing that what may keep us going individually and collectively in the face of storms are kind, compassionate, and loving acts, small and large. This third practice involves shifting our focus to service, doing something good for others, for our community, for humanity. As you move into the rest of your day, what is one way that you can bring goodness, kindness, or care into the world, into the lives of those around you? Thank you for your practice. I look forward to continuing together next Thursday.